Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberry.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm, strawberry. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am glad that you can be with us today. On this edition of The Mark Wyatt Show, I'm honored to welcome a man who has taken his personal loss and turned it into a mission that's now reaching people across the country and the world. Dr. George Ackerman is the founder of Together for Sharon, a movement created in memory of his mother, Sharon, who lost her battle with Parkinson's disease on January 1st, 2020. What started as a son honoring his mom has grown into a national voice for awareness, advocacy, and a hope for a cure. George has conducted thousands of interviews, hosted hundreds of podcast episodes, written multiple books, and continues to connect caregivers, patients, and advocates so that no one feels alone in this fight. Today, we're going to talk about that journey, the loss he experienced, the caregiving, the purpose that came after, and how one story can turn into something much bigger. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Dr. George Ackerman.
I want to thank you first for your time and your audience and really for shedding light on such an important topic, especially this month, April, Parkinson's Disease Awareness Month. So thank you.
Absolutely. Glad to do that. Let's start at the beginning, George. Tell me about your mom, Sharon. What kind of person was she before Parkinson's entered the picture of her life?
She was very independent, loving, caring, someone you could always count on. I always even today it's tough because even 6 years later, she's the first person I, you know, woke up or even went to sleep thinking about to call and just tell her how my day was, but also how hers was. But she really always just wanted to hear about our family and never really put herself, you know, in the forefront. And that was one important area that I always, you know, think about is how unselfish she was. And even when we found out kind of later when she was diagnosed, because she didn't tell anyone, I don't know if it was because she wasn't aware how bad it would be or just that she didn't want to burden the family. But even when she was diagnosed, she didn't share that for many years. So it was definitely something that, you know, if I was diagnosed, I'd be telling the world because I want kind of to shout out for help. But again, we're not really sure even today why we didn't know even earlier.
So if you didn't know and she didn't tell you, when did you first start noticing that something wasn't right? And how did that diagnosis impact your family once you found out?
Yeah, she had it for 18 years, we believe. I thought it was 15, but just found out likely 18. It could have even been more. For the most of the diagnosis, it was almost signs that not to be hidden, but we didn't verbally talk about or physically see visually, or, you know, what happened was, unfortunately, the fifth year, she decided to go to different types of, you know, trials. So she went to one, I don't name who or what, I don't blame them, I blame the disease, but she went home that same night. I don't know if they drastically changed her medicine too much, but I got a call to rush over to her home at 4 a.m. I'm in the law enforcement field, and I've never had to rush to my mother's house before for an emergency. I got there, and she had been moving her furniture out of the home, said, "What's wrong?" And she thought there was someone inside that was going to harm her. So I went in, made sure it wasn't. That was the night we rushed her to the hospital. They said she now had delusions and hallucinations, and that's when my journey in the last 4 years of her life as a caregiver began. But the only thing we really noticed a year before that was she had some stiffness in her left arm. She had trouble cutting food, but again, nothing where she couldn't still drive. She couldn't still live alone. She couldn't still see her friends and do things like shopping like she liked to do. She was very, like I mentioned earlier, independent. So when this happened, changed everything, kind of, I don't want to say, you know, rocked our life and world and put a lot of the work I did in my career on a hold to now be her caregiver.
And a lot of people don't fully understand Parkinson's disease beyond the basics. From your perspective, what are some of the realities that families face that don't get talked about enough, George?
Yeah, the biggest one is the misconception that it's not an elderly, you know, old man disease. Today, people are being diagnosed young ages. It's called young onset, even 20s. So it can affect anyone. I've had the honor, in a way, you know, out of the darkness, losing my best friend, my mother. I feel her memory lives on through this show, through you, through your listeners, but also over 3,000 people, written interviews I've done around the world and 400 podcasts. But it's shocking to learn that it doesn't discriminate. It can happen to anyone. Race, culture, gender doesn't discriminate. I've interviewed people even in Iceland, Nova Scotia, England, France, Italy, Spain, you name it. Every country, unfortunately, is battling this. And that's why I feel the more awareness we raise and the more we all come together, the faster we can likely find not just a cure, but even before a cure. I'd love to see people battling today, the diagnosis kind of stop. And then number two, reverse it to before they even had to battle it. And then the third would be a cure. So we still have a lot of work to do.
George, you've called your mom your best friend. What were some of those moments with her that still stay with you today?
Yes, sometimes, and actually, ironically, we're filming a documentary about her life, and one of the, it's kind of almost torturous in a way, and, you know, it's going to follow my first book, which was A Son's Journey, from her life to my life as caregiver, and then today as advocate, but reliving some of the tougher moments were actually, I never showed the last year of her life, documented through film and video her last year. As I just didn't even understand and still don't 6 years later, but I never shared the video because I thought it'd be good just if medical science wanted, but I didn't really want it to be remembered for it. But a lot of the last year it clouds a lot of the positive. It's not easy you know, we've been doing this, but I feel like we need to explain a little more and show what Parkinson's actually does, because I don't think America at least knows, and they need to be really in a way woken up to, you know, do more. There's a lot we'll hopefully get to that people can now do to help take a stand. And one major clip, thankfully, you know, I didn't have ability, a lot of us podcasting 6 years ago, we didn't even know what it was. Also, never thought of having to document our lives. I wish I did. But the cover of my book, Son Journey, is my mother and me at my wedding, at the mother and son dance. And it was kind of the one memory that I'll never forget. We have a video somehow, thankfully, even though now we don't even have DVD players, so it's tough to even see it. But that was the one moment, 2 minutes, 3 minutes dance, Barry Manilow singing, I Am Your Child, and my mother was really glowing. She was dressed beautifully and smiling, and it was almost like a light shining. And in that moment, Parkinson's didn't exist and can never take from us, you know, forever.
As you know, George, there's a shift that happens when we lose somebody that we dearly care about. I've lost my dad, my grandparents who raised me. There's been a shift every single time, and something changes within us. And I know on January 1st, 2020, something changed within you with the loss of your mom. Out of that loss, Together for Sharon was born. At what point did you realize that you had to do something about what your mom went through for other people?
And sending love and support to you and the whole family, too, and everyone out there lost someone. You know, I always think if my mother passed, you know, kind of normal, maybe older age, it would have been different, but because I felt, you know, this disease tortured her really for 18 years alive. She was only 69. She actually passed on 1/1/2020, but I feel like she lost 18 years even after she passed. So this is like a 36-year thing. She really never got to sit in her backyard with her three grandkids like we planned, and just, you know, live out life quietly and enjoy, you know, seeing her grandkids graduate and go to their birthdays and their weddings. But that was what my mother always used to say she wanted to fight for, and she definitely was a warrior. But that last few years, even the last, was something that's so tough to even talk about today, that we had the honor to have PBS came to our house recently, did a whole story. And I was like crying, falling apart, even on the phone. But through this interview, it's not always easy to talk about. But when you see a loved one, you know, for her whole life, she was very active. But then the last 4 years, she went to the cane for 2 years, wheelchair, then walker, and then, walker, wheelchair, and then bedbound. And the last 7 days, she wasn't even alive. She just had a heartbeat. It was just torture for her, torture for me and my whole family. And that's, again, why I continue to do what I do today. But to answer your question, Together for Sharon is an interesting. We just wanted to, and I didn't want to let her be forgotten because of the disease, because she really didn't get to live her whole life like she should have. I said, let's put a little website up. I thought three people would see it, and that would have been it. Somehow it's grown to over 80,000 people visiting it, and it's just become almost like a TV channel. We have several shows. We have, you know, the interviews. I mean, we have our media on there, and just sometimes it's funny. One gentleman once wrote me and thanked me and said he was on there for 10 hours, and I said, don't stay that long because I want you to do your other chores in life. But, you know, there's a lot of, it's all free. Everything's free resources. There's also links to different organizations throughout the country, in everyone's state. So it's not just here in the U.S. Plus, I interview a lot of people, probably 1,000 out of the U.S. There's about 1.2 million people battling Parkinson today. Shockingly, they believe it's going to go to 20 million in just 10 years, which is very frightening. And then it's 10 million people out of the U.S. So it's a lot of people battling this. Unfortunately, we don't have enough awareness. And that's why I always feel, even through your show, if we can reach just one person, you know, then we've changed the world for them. I don't want people to feel alone like we did. I didn't even know what Parkinson's was until it was kind of too late. And we thought my mother was the only person she did that had it in the world. And I also don't want anyone else, families or people diagnosed, to have to go through what my mother did.
George, for someone listening right now who is in the middle of caregiving or just received a diagnosis in their family, what would you want them to hear from you?
The first is that they have support out there. They just have to look now with social media and the internet, it's a different world. I mean, just today, the famous actor Terry Crews, I'm not sure if you know, he just announced on every, it's flooding the actual social, the world today. His wife has Parkinson's, and sometimes it's, you know, we need these celebrities like him to stand up and speak out because that brings awareness. I had the honor to meet Michael J. Fox a few times and speak with him, and he's been battling since his 20s, and he's in his, I think, late 60s. You know, this, the main thing is that there are people out there, different resources. The most important thing is there's no cure, but there are things like sports and exercise, which can slow the progression. So won't stop it, but at least if you can have, you know, 15, 20 more years and kind of control the disease, and that it's a win. So there's a lot of inspiration, I think. If you watch our shows, we've had so many amazing guests, from celebrities to people diagnosed to people, almost like an Oprah moment, you know, coming out and saying they're either wheelchair bound or just diagnosed. And it's kind of shocking, some of the shows, but also the reason I do it all is just because I'm still grieving 6 years later, and all the individuals in the community and even new people being diagnosed really inspire me to never give up.
Right now, folks, we're talking with Dr. George Ackerman, founder of Together for Sharon. And his story is one that so many families can relate to, even if the circumstances are different. When we come back, we're going to talk to George about how he turned grief into action, the impact of Together for Sharon that it's making today, and what the future looks like in the fight against Parkinson's disease. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in. Perhaps they'll listen.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and today I'm talking with Dr. George Ackerman of Together for Sharon. In the first segment, we talked about his mom, Sharon, and the journey through Parkinson's as a caregiver and son, a best friend to his mom. Now we're going to focus on what came next, how that story turned into a movement that's now helping thousands of people across the country and beyond. Welcome back to the show, George.
Thank you. Again, thanks to the listeners.
Absolutely. You mentioned in the last segment all the interviews and podcast episodes. What have you learned from listening to so many people in the Parkinson's community, George?
Yeah, every journey, unfortunately, is different. But we are still a community and a family out there. I'm on every social media. Never wanted to be on TikTok. Never thought about it. But the sad thing is every day, literally, I get on just to check for a minute, see if I have an email to respond. There's another person and another person diagnosed, another family. And it's just getting overwhelming. And it drives me to want to do more. And the biggest thing that I'm excited to tell you is that now, if I do a show, because I've done many, I can actually tell everyone listening, they can get involved. I couldn't do that more than 2 years ago. It was more, you know, tell the story, and that's really all. I had the honor to be selected by the Michael J. Fox Foundation for 2 years straight now to head to the Washington, D.C. at the Capitol and to meet with representatives, senators, to ask for funding for the NIH towards a cure for research, also to help support veterans, and also to, there's just so much to move forward, the National Council. Basically, 2 years ago, if they passed something called the National Plan to End Parkinson's Disease, and in a way it's inspiring but sad, it's the first ever federal legislature to help support people and families with Parkinson's. I'm shocked that it's only been, you know, 2 years since they've ever even addressed it, but they did. It'll pass overwhelmingly, almost unanimously through the Senate and the House. And remember speaking to a young woman who was in Target. We were just talking at the time, and we were almost like crying because I wish my mother didn't, you know, could have been there for that, but at least it'll help so many people. So it's been over 2 years now almost. So we went back to urge them to move it forward. So we are making progress, but now everyone listening can literally just for free take a minute, email or call or contact your representatives, and you too can be a part of this movement.
Together for Sharon has really become a place where people feel connected, from what I understand. Why is that sense of community so important when you're dealing with something like Parkinson's, George?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I felt alone. I wrote about it, and I still feel a little alone. I'm a weird case because I don't have Parkinson's today. I'm no longer a caregiver of someone living with it, but I am a person who lost a loved one due to Parkinson's. Often we're forgotten. You know, when you have a loved one you're caring, obviously you're right in it. But then some people, even online, I see in these groups on Facebook, they'll put a little announcement, say, my loved one passed, thanks, and goodbye. I didn't want to do that. I felt that there's still work to be done, and that if we could get all the people, it's probably millions and millions and more than even, you know, diagnosed that have been affected or lost a loved one due to Parkinson's, that we would have already made much more ground. But I feel, at least for me, to grieve is the only way is to, through the stories of others, through letting other people know they're not alone. I wish I had that when I was, you know, sitting there staring at a wall. And I'm an attorney in D.C. and Florida. I'm also a police officer in reserve, and I have a Ph.D. in criminal justice. But I would sit there and analytically write a chart, almost like when we were kids in high school, or, you know, for your science project, and hang it up and put different methods of ways to help my mother. And I couldn't even check any off because I felt like a failure. But if I had known there were other people out there, and now today could have done a FaceTime with a doctor or a friend or an advocate, my mother might not have, you know, still been with us, but she would have smiled a little more. She definitely would have made a lot of friends. I mean, some of the people in the Parkinson's community now are like family. So out of the darkness again, I always say, I wish I had my mother, wish we could bring her back, and I didn't have to do this. But I've met so many incredible people. I mean, I flew to D.C. recently, going to New York City again for the Unity Walk for Michael J. Fox in Manhattan, which is a beautiful walk to remember everyone who we lost and those battling today. And that's our third time. And just been told that Sun's Journey, my first book in Parkinson's awareness, was selected for a special speech they asked me to sit in. It's a more of a, you know, panel discussion, but about my book and our journey. It's called the World Parkinson Congress, which is to me the biggest honor I could ever have in 6 years advocating. It's an event they have around the world. It's only every 2 years, I believe, and this year it's actually in Arizona, so I'll be going there end of May. But it's all different advocates, people diagnosed, families, scientists, and researchers coming together around the world. It's the only thing like it in the world, in Arizona, in end of May. So it's exciting. I'll get to meet actually a lot of the people I interviewed out of the U.S., so it's going to be exciting. But when you're there, it's like just a shocking and positive and happy feeling because you're finally in room, you know, where you can meet people that unfortunately experienced things that you did, the dead are also still fighting, and together I feel our voices are so much stronger.
And as you know, every person that battles Parkinson matters. Celebrities rise to the top a lot of times when they're diagnosed with something, and it brings it to the forefront because people think of celebrities in a different way sometimes. And you had the opportunity to meet Michael J. Fox. What did that moment mean to you personally and for your mission?
Yeah, the first time was amazing. I didn't go. He was there in Orlando, and it was like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Back to the Future, but I didn't really go for that. I went to Tom, my mother's journey, and to Tom Hatch. We love him. And I had this whole thing planned, but you get there, and they don't want you speaking or touching or talking much, but I knew that I might never have a chance. So we actually made these beautiful bands when my mother passed called They're Just Purple, and says Together for Sharon in memory of my mother. I handed him one. He actually wore it the whole entire day, because if you notice the pictures he took for Back to the Future, they were posting them online, he was wearing our band through the whole day. So it's beautiful. But you know, he thanked me, and then I actually got the chance to meet him a few times after. And you know, part of me was in heaven because I met somebody who's a hero of advocacy. He could have left a private life, never talked about it, but he fought back, and they've raised over $2 billion for the Michael J. Fox Foundation for advancing research and towards a cure. But then part of me was sad. I actually had to go to the bathroom after to cry a little, because I saw my mother in him and saw him struggling, and he's still out there fighting today. It was just on that great show, Shrinking, which is everyone should check out. It's sad, it's funny, but he's still, you know, with us, still fighting, and definitely encouraging, motivating, and we've donated a lot and raised a lot of money for the Michael J. Fox Foundation.
George, I want to give you an opportunity now to share how people can connect with Together for Sharon, and they can find out more about the work that you're doing.
I want to thank you again for your time, all the work you're doing, and also the audience. Without you all, like I said, I don't think I'd make it, because even just talking for the short time today, I always joke and say, even after the cameras, the lights, and paparazzi leave, the conversation has to continue. So I hope everyone will continue to support you, share your show. Our show is very important today, just because, again, I can't bring my mother back. So some people wonder, why am I even doing this? But like I started the show, we talked about, I don't want other people to have to do this. That's really the only thing. I can't get my mother back. We don't even want money. We donated over a lot of money. I'm kind of get yelled at sometimes for, you know, putting so much time, effort. Some nights I don't sleep, you know, thinking of my mother and how Parkinson's really did rob her life and our life. One of my children was a baby when she passed, and we'll never know her. So I do this too to remember her and make sure her grandkids don't forget her. And we just published actually a children's book, which is one of my proudest ones for families and children around the world, to be able to, you know, talk to their kids and explain that Parkinson's isn't something to be scared of. Because I have, again, three children, I sometimes don't know what to tell them and why their grandmother's not with us. But I'm very available. I'm on every social media. If you go to togetherforsharon.com, scroll down a little, you'll see a little looking Christmas tree. And if you click it, you'll be able to connect to me at every single social media, and I'll respond immediately and add you back. But, you know, as I always wrap up my show, just a little message for everyone listening. We love you. We support you. We care a lot about you, and you're never alone. I, along with your incredible guest host here, will advocate for you, and I feel together our voices are so much stronger. And in a way, I always end, it's not a warning, but it's not a threat, maybe a threat to Parkinson's disease, but I always say I'm just getting started, because although I've been doing this for 6 years, you know, on the tough days when I have my own health issues or the world, you know, politics, things happening, I feel maybe some days I should give up. I've done enough. I can't, you know, do any more. Then I'll meet someone like you, your show, and also someone out there just diagnosed and realize that we can't give up, because we still have work to be done. And thank you all so very much.
Dr. George Ackerman, I want to thank you for taking time today to share your story, your mom's story, and what you've done in your mother's memory. It's a powerful thing that you're doing, and it's making a difference for people who need it. So I appreciate that. And I would encourage people to go to togetherforsharon.com, connect with George, support Parkinson's awareness efforts. Again, thank you, George, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you.
Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hello?
Hey, Dad. I've got a quick question. Have you got a sec?
Sure, son. Just throwing the ball for Rufus. What's up?
So, I found a couple shingles in our yard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure we need a new roof, but I'm not sure who to call.
Well, your mother and I have always used Thompson Roofing, 256 Roofing.
ChatGPT told me to look for someone local,
mm-hmm.
licensed, insured, and has recognized expertise.
Well, 256 Roofing.
Of course I'm going to need someone I can, you know, trust.
Right. 256 Roofing.
Okay, I'm on Thompson Roofing's website, 256roofing.com, but I think I'll just call. What's their number?
Son, 256
Roofing. You know, I feel like I've heard that before. Thanks, Dad.
You don't just want a roof. You want your home protected by people who respect it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is local, proven, and offer the strongest warranties in Alabama. They provide confidence from the top down.
What's that number again?
256 Roofing.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.